The front page of the last edition of El Periódico had just one line: "We say no to power 1996 to 2023. After layoffs, the incarceration of its publisher, José Rubén Zamora, and hundreds of investigations into President Alejandro Yamate, the Guatemalan independent newspaper, has closed. Zamora's son, José, joins us now to reflect on El Periódico's legacy. He is José Carlos Zamora. José, welcome back to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me on the show.
So El Periódico has published its last issue. How does it feel, José, to no longer have this paper that your family has given its life to?
It's devastating. This is 26 years of doing investigative journalism, and it's incredible to think that that's gone. It's devastating for the family, for my father, for the team. 166 people lost their jobs, people who were committed to doing rigorous journalism and informing Guatemalans. And that's the worst part, the fact that today there is less information for Guatemalans.
You know, it's one of the few media outlets in Guatemala that really does the kind of deep accountability investigative journalism that holds the powerful to account. What does this mean for Guatemalan democracy?
Well, it's definitely a darker time. And I think that's exactly what the state, which is behind all this persecution, wanted. They are very excited and happy about the closing of El Periódico. And that was really one of the goals of the government's persecution against my father and against the paper.
And your father wrote an editorial for the last edition from jail, vowing to never give up on freedom and democracy in Guatemala. How does he feel about the outlet being closed? Have you been able to speak with him?
I haven't been able to speak with him. I only know about him from my mother. It's definitely terrible news. He's devoted his life to journalism. But at the same time, I feel like in a different way, the fact that he's in prison fighting this injustice is and taking a stand, it's the same fight against a corrupt system. So in many ways, he continues his fight from prison.
I want to know more about your father's case. We spoke with you a couple months ago. He's been accused of money laundering in a case that many consider politically motivated. The trial began a few weeks ago. Any updates?
Well, he's innocent. The case is fabricated, but it's very difficult in a system that it's completely co-opted by a very corrupt executive. The case continues today, but it has been, not only was the case fabricated, but the entire process has been full of illegalities and violations to due process, to the right of defense. So they, throughout the process, they have harassed his lawyers. They have persecuted all of them. Three of them were imprisoned. Even last week, they changed his defense, his public defense, from one day to the other, without giving him notice or giving the new defense access to the case.
Just quickly, is he worried about the outcome, especially given all these challenges that you're mentioning with even getting a good defense lawyer?
Well, what is very difficult is that pretty much the outcome has already been announced. The government wants to convict him, and they want to do so before their term ends. There are elections in June, so they want to make sure that they convict him before they leave. And that's why this process has not only been full of illegalities, but in Guatemala, a process like this one, it lasts in average 10 years. And my father's case has lasted less than 10 months. So it's the most efficient judiciary when it comes to persecuting journalists.
José, what has been the impact of all of this on journalists in Guatemala?
I've never seen so much solidarity before. Journalists are working together and doing exceptional journalism.
José Carlos Zamora, whose father founded the now shuttered Guatemalan newspaper El Periódico. José, thank you so much.
Thank you, Deepa.